Hey everybody, thanks for watching Tom and Jim's awesome real estate adventure right here at Leslie Wells Realty. Tom, first time I've been a little bit nervous about this one. This is big time.
You probably should sit up straight.
Straighten up, yeah. Charlie Wells, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Glad you're here.
This guy is the legendary former sheriff, Charlie Wells. Check this out, did a little bit of research. Florida Highway Patrol, 66 to 1981. The State Attorney's Office, 81 to 82. Bradenton Chief of Police, 82 to 84. Manatee County Sheriff, 1984 to 2007. 41 years in law enforcement.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I can't think of anyone else that represents law enforcement like you.
Well, thank you very much. I don't know if that's true or not, but thank you.
Well, you must have been good at it, 41 years.
Hey. I had my moments, you know.
Tom, here's a familiar story. Poor boy from a small town, modest means, walks to school every day, uphill, both ways.
In the snow.
Becomes a huge success in his chosen profession.
Yes.
Hometown hero. A great mentor to hundreds in the area, maybe thousands. Who knows how many lives you've touched. And I don't think that's a stretch to say any of that.
No, it's not. And it's the main reason I work for Leslie Wells Realty.
There you go.
Because of the heritage.
Being the great mentor, who mentored you? Who was your person?
Well, I would have to say his name was A.E. Hambacher. And I used to work for him when I was a trooper. He was a troop commander. And I just kind of worshiped the guy. And later, the fact is, I tried to get him. I tried hard. He was the Palmetto police chief after he retired from the troopers. And I tried to get him to run for sheriff instead of me.
Right.
And he told me, no. I told him, I'll support you. You run for sheriff. And he said, no, you run and I'll support you. And so that's the way it ended up happening. And then later he came to work for me. And he was the only person in Manatee County to ever hold the position of undersheriff. Everybody else was a chief deputy.
I see.
He was the undersheriff. That's how much respect I had for him.
That's awesome. You know, and that's got to be a pressure cooker of a job. All those years, man, the pressure you put up with. You know, occasionally Tom and I go home at night to separate houses, by the way.
We don't live here.
Well, that'll come up later. And we share maybe a woohoo moment with our families, our spouses. You know, maybe we get a listing or a sale or something good happens. What is a woohoo moment as a law enforcement officer? Or is there one?
Honestly, I didn't talk about it much when I came home. First of all, I didn't want to worry my wife, Leslie, with all the things I'd seen and the things that I did. And I didn't want her to become afraid of my job because she would worry about me and stuff. And as Tom can tell you, some of the things that you see, you probably don't want to discuss. You don't want to discuss them with your family.
Yeah. So there isn't really a woohoo moment that you can really talk about it.
Not that I can recall, because I tried to conceal most of it.
Yeah. No, I go to Publix grocery shopping. I wear my Leslie Wells badge. You don't see that today. I get two questions. Oh, how's Charlie and Leslie? Tell them I said hi. We've been friends for years. I get that every time I go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
And the next question is, where's Tom? So anyway, tell us three things that you miss about law enforcement.
Three? Well, I miss the people sometimes.
There you go.
And I miss the excitement of the job. I can't even think of a third one.
There might be one somewhere.
That's basically it. But it's the working with the people that you work with. I guess just meeting people. My goal was to meet at least 100 new people every day. And so I'd go to different restaurants. And I may not know them all in there, but most of the time they knew me.
They all knew you, yeah. That's for sure. I see that still to this day. Yeah,
it's one of those few jobs, too, where you can get a sense of accomplishment every day.
That's right. That's true.
For doing something.
That's probably the third.
Saved a life. Changed a life.
Changed a life, yeah.
Yeah. That job's exciting, though, every day.
Right.
Every day.
Here at Leslie Wells Realty, it goes without saying, we do seriously back the blue. And many of our agents and spouses and family members are in law enforcement. So we're familiar with that, right, Tom?
Absolutely.
Tom knows a little bit about law enforcement.
He knows a lot.
Yeah. retired law enforcement. Some of our agents or first responders give one piece of advice to the men and women that they can carry around with them in law enforcement or being a first responder. What should they know?
Well, I think you got to be true to yourself, number one. And there's, if you have any corruptness about you at all, that's the wrong profession for you.
You shouldn't be there.
Yeah, you have no business being involved. Go find another job where you got to be clean. You have to be clean. And that should be your goal. I mean, it really is not a goal. I mean, if you're a person that does the right thing, it just automatically comes to you.
You don't have to worry about it.
You don't have to worry about it. And I think the best advice I could give to them is just really be true to yourself and always be an honest and a person that tells the truth, you know.
So what confidential advice did you give to your son, Rick, as he became the sheriff? You can tell us. We won't tell anybody, okay? like even after Thanksgiving meal at the house, I mean, you guys go out back and you talk sheriff talk and secret codes and all the kinds.
Believe it or not, we don't do that. Okay. We hardly ever talk about, you know, his job as sheriff. Rick has a lot of experience himself. You know, he was a state trooper and then he was a police chief. And, you know, I mean, he's got...
Very similar.
Very similar, right. But he's a smart guy. And you know, I was a single dad before I married Leslie with Rick. And not one time in his life, not one time, did he ever get in trouble at school or nowhere else.
How about that?
Yeah, that was just Rick. He's a level-headed guy. I'm somewhat of a redneck, and he's not. He's a smooth operator.
He's a great sheriff, by the way. So
thank you.
Chip off the old block.
Thanks.
So now that you're enjoying the good life, if that's what this is, what do you like to do for fun? What do you do for kicks?
Well, we travel quite a bit, especially in the Caribbean. I love it down there, especially Nassau, Bahamas. That's my favorite place. But Aruba and...
So you're a traveler.
I like.
Well, you're in town though too. I saw you at Ace Hardware the other day.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and I'm blowing the horn and waving and.
I'm so handy.
And you're just like yeah. But traveling, that's your thing now.
And, oh yeah, I enjoy that. And Leslie likes it too, but of course she can't get off as easy as I can, which is anytime. So traveling is a delight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Especially like I said, the Caribbean, warm sun, laying by the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Drinking a little Crown, I like that.
Do you? A little bit? Well, you and Leslie have been around here in Manatee County for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
You've seen a lot of changes. We won't talk about the way things used to be because a lot of it has changed. That's a whole nother podcast. But what excites you the most about the future of Manatee County?
You know, that's a tough question, really.
Thank you.
excite may be... going a little too far, but the growth is tremendous. And of course that's good for people in real estate. But I wish that the county would commit to improving roads and making the traffic more bearable for people trying to go to work every day and trying to get home. And the traffic is just becoming tremendous here. So I hope that's a commitment they'll make to improving roads and maybe four-laning more roads and just making traffic easier to move around in the county.
And maybe general infrastructure also. Yeah,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
I think they made that commitment all at once.
Yeah. Well, the bridges across. Oh. It's unbelievable. See,
every route to here is under construction.
You can't get there from here.
Yeah. I know. That's irritating, too.
Yeah.
Well, so I look forward to that. One day that'll all be completed, maybe.
Yeah. Well, I-4 is still not complete. So.
Having lived here a long time, roads have been a problem back in the 70s. The county infrastructure has not kept up with the number of people moving here and people that visit here.
Well, especially maybe here in North River. Okay, I mean, it seems like we were always maybe a second thought or an afterthought for maybe some of the improvements.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
And now it seems like it's a priority.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I notice when I go to breakfast in the morning, it's my big day. Excuse me, but.
Where do you go to breakfast? Where can we see?
Popey's.
Of course.
And
Friends of the podcast, actually. Popey's Road.
He had his own room there.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. So, thank you for coming by today. I got to tell you, man, you're probably my favorite sheriff next to Andy Griffith.
Oh, yeah, maybe, you like him better than me, right?
Well, maybe. Rick Wells, he's a pretty cool guy. You see here in the county, Parish Incorporated having its own police department?
I don't think it's wise because, first of all, it would be a small police department, but nevertheless, it's really expensive. And so the tax rate and everything, I don't know where their taxing district would be. I don't know what the boundaries would be.
Right.
And so, but to start a police department, you know, in today, it'd be very expensive for them. I mean, there's a lot that goes into that, you know, not only the expense of hiring people and training people and finding qualified people, but just, you know, the things on normal patrol, fuel, just to have their cars. I mean,
it didn't work out on the beach, right?
No, they contracted with us. Anna Maria did.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's happened in Pinellas County a lot, too. You have St. Pete Police, and you have the Pinellas County Sheriff, and there's not a whole lot of other police departments
right.
in Pinellas County. You have Clearwater and maybe Dunedin, but
yeah,
all of the other small unincorporated areas of Pinellas County have turned their services over to the sheriff because of budgetary problems.
Yeah, it's expensive. I mean, it really is expensive to start a police department. I don't think Parish would be well served. And besides, the sheriff's office covers Parish very well. And
that's a fact. I mean, you can go out to Duet even, and you see the patrolmen out there.
Yeah, that's
you really
quite
can't
a way.
Speed anywhere.
No, you can't. No, it is well covered.
Yeah.
And not that we would.
Well, no, I was just making an observation.
Here's the thing, man. I hate watching real estate shows on TV. It just doesn't work like that. That's not really real estate. My wife, she can't stand watching hospital shows on TV. She'll yell at the TV. That's not how it works. You know, turn that off. That's not. You watch crime prevention, crime shows on
not
TV?
Crime prevention.
Crime dramas?
There's
Do you yell at the TV?
Huh? Hardly ever. I'm more impressed than aggravated. There's a channel called Oxygen. I don't know if you've ever watched it or
I've
not.
I've heard of it.
And that's all they do is car crime shows. And I tell you something, I watch it often, and I become very impressed with some of the investigators that they feature on working those, especially homicides. These people are really talented, and they do cold case investigations. And I'm impressed with the intelligence of some of these guys. They're very smart.
Because that's you anyway, man. I mean, you were a PI. You maybe still are a PI.
No.
But you did a lot of that anyway.
Well, I went to virtually every homicide while I was sheriff. Every homicide.
Yeah.
I was just fascinated in those. Not only because it was a homicide, but to make sure we solved that case, and I wanted to make sure everything was covered. And so, I mean, I didn't miss many. I didn't miss many of them.
I think I saw you on Dateline one time, or one of those general TV, national TV shows.
Yeah, I did a couple, three of those.
Yeah.
I always thought the most true-to-life cop show there ever was Barney Miller. Homicide aside.
Yeah.
But every other unit in the police department operated just like Barney Miller. And you had to, because that was your release from a lot of the stress.
Right, exactly.
That was the most true to life, unintentional, but
right.
That was the most true to life police show I think
still
there ever was. Yeah.
Still watch it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great character.
It still comes on?
Well, on my TV. Yeah, anyway.
He doesn't have cable. He's got an antenna.
Here's a softball question. This is an easy one. Who's your favorite realtor at Leslie Wells Realty?
You mean other than you and Tom?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Can't think of any names.
Well, I mean, I think you know who that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I think maybe.
Hey, listen, what'd you expect me to say?
I know. her name's on the sign. Would you
yeah.
say that?
And she's also on, her name's on the sign at my house, too, you know?
Oh, yeah.
She's the boss. I never would have got elected sheriff if it hadn't been for Leslie. She did it. She's a bigger part of that as as anybody. Maybe,
I believe that.
Maybe even more than me, I think. Quite a campaigner. You would be surprised if you had seen her during my campaigns. That would have amazed you. It did me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get that. That Miss Competitive.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, she is.
Yeah.
Tom, what do you think? Did you enjoy this one?
Well, I did. And are you familiar with Charlie's Law?
No.
Charlie's Law specifically states you must hit the like and share button after every one of these episodes.
I personally wrote that.
Yes. Okay. So make sure you hit the like and share button.
This is a good time. Charlie, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Good
thank
job.
You, Tom.
Thank you, sir.
Everybody, thanks for watching this one. As Tom says, like it and share it. It's been a good time. Tom and Jim's awesome real estate adventure at Leslie Wells Realty. Thanks for watching.